Spirit TR at 4. Let me turn my background radio down. Just listening to some 60s music and headed down towards another doctor's appointment, of course. When you get our age, it's pills and bills, Jerry. And 4DJC and 0TR.
Yeah, I'm on a handheld outside right now, Tom. It is getting hot already today. I think that little water to the side of the guys next door are making a lot of noise with their building. Let me run upstairs here real quick and get on another radio.
Well, if you're headed this way, there was three highway patrolmen on motorcycles down here by Joey's Fireworks on Wade Hampton, so I'll be standing by, Jerry, in 0TR.
I'm back in 0TR in 4DJC.
TR. Yep, you sound better, Jerry. Your other one made it, but there's some white noise on it, about a 579, I guess, somewhere in that area, if we was on HF. Yes, Bernice said this morning, she says we need to start to getting up earlier and then take a nap in the afternoon. I don't know. We get up about 7 anyways, but she's right. It's 75 right now, Jerry, and it's 10 o'clock, basically, 10:01 and, well, 10:02 right now, just turned over. And I'll just see if I got the discipline to do that. I don't know. Have to get up with the chickens. I turn the light on in the hen house about 5:30, and they get up and start traipsing around about that time.
Get up to around, well, I used to get around 7, now it's 6 with a daylight savings time, I guess. It's light at 6 now, though, and I get up. I used to be up and at work at 6 o'clock, but that's been way too many years ago for me to get back in that habit again. It took me a long time to get out of it, but I did get out of it. It's so hot there, it would be better to do it early in the morning, but we just don't... I gotta have a little something to eat. I gotta take some medication. You gotta wait an hour before I can eat. And then, by the time I get up and take my medication and get ready to eat, by that time it's 8 o'clock. It's pretty close to 8 o'clock. By the time I have a little something to eat, coffee, that sort of thing. So, this early riser part of me is I get up early enough, but I don't get motivated till a little later time.
Failure. None of me.
Yes, it is. Hi, Jerry.
We get up 7. Sometimes I get up at 6:30, usually with a leg cramp. And today I didn't get a leg cramp till 4:30. It was 4:30, I guess. Sometimes I forget, but I usually wake up with those and put a little of that works on my legs and go back to bed. Today I shot it with cryotherm, and that works pretty good too. It's cold, but say we get up at 7, which would be normal, and then I go in and brush my teeth. Bernice, she goes in and gets coffee going and brings that back with my two Aldi's cookies, and I take my heart pills and that and sit there. Then by the time I shave and that, it's about 9 o'clock before I go out in the kitchen and then she fixes breakfast.
Bernice, well, is that any real reason to go away from that? It's a regular thing, and yeah, that's kind of the way we work it too. A lot of times we'll get up at 7, but sometimes we'll get up around 6. We don't go to bed fairly late, though, so we get about 6 hours sleep, maybe something like that. I am prone to take a nap later on in the afternoon, though. But, of course, with the heat, it's not a bad idea to take a siesta anyway.
I'm in that bad spot down here by Ollie's and Leal's on... why are they sending this to the left? We're not going to the left this time, are we? We're going to come out the same place. The GPS is talking to me here. It's over by the Greenville VA Center. So we're we're just going to go straight down like we always do. GPS wants us to turn, though. Yeah, I try to find something to do downstairs. And I got one project. I'd like to put some, I bought some lights from Costco, and I put them in my tool cabinets, and you just wave your hand under them, and they're about, oh, I don't know, 20 inches long, and they're LEDs, and it turns them on. And I was thinking about putting those in my safe, but I don't know, Jerry, it's a little more complicated there. But it'll be a project, and I got to figure out something to do to stay on my feet and keep moving, or else you hurt worse if you sit.
Not only that, if you, the more inactive you are, the more calcium you lose too in your bones. That's not good either. Those lights, I mean, if the LEDs, are they battery powered, or they have to require electric, some type of electric wiring?
I have a wall wart, and so I, like on my tool cabinets, I just drilled a hole in the side of the cabinet. It's a little bitty wire, probably 20 gauge, and run that through there. And then on each end of the LED units, and they're 6,000 Kelvin, I mean, they are bright, somewhere in that area. On each end, they got an output. It's a little bitty, as I remember, it's got three conductors in it, and it goes on to the next light, sort of like you're series-ing them, and then the next light goes to the next light. And there's three in a group, and boy, it's handy when you got your hands full or something, you open the tool cabinet up, and you just wave your hand underneath that, and it turns the lights on in the cabinet for you. And they're just extremely minimal current going to them. They're really nice.
What they got, I know some of these safes you can put lights in, but I'm not real sure if this got a, if it's some type of internal battery pack they use of those or not. I'm sure they don't run anything through the safe. Well, I take it back, you know, they have a, those Brannick safes, you can add what they call a goldenrod in. It's like a dehumidifier to those, but I'm not sure how those things are hooked up now.
Well, we're in front of Bob Jones University here, by the way. Ours, well, it's a gun safe, of course, and it's, I have those in there, and all they are is a cow rod, Jerry. And they don't take very many watts, I think 25 watts or something like that. So, got a guy stopping pretty quick here. So I run two of them if the humidity gets very high in there. It keeps it about 45% all the time, sometimes 40. And so I ran 110 in there and then put a strip in there you could plug into, and that's what keeps the humidity down in the gun safe. It really works well. And the basement stays pretty good. I have a dehumidifier down there, and it runs a lot, and it's just a portable unit, but it really keeps the humidity down in the basement, and it stays cool down there, even though there isn't really a lot of air conditioning. I put in some ducts down there, and they said I couldn't, but I did, and it works. And it'll very rarely get above 75 degrees down there. It's very comfortable and low humidity.
Wife parents had a basement like that, and it was about all we ever did down there. We had a fireplace down there. I'm pretty sure there's a fireplace some type of gas logs or something like that, and heat in the wintertime, but in the summertime, just ran a dehumidifier down there. Had one of those freestanding units like you're talking about. That did fine, but you know, if it's not dehumid, it feels good when it's cool like that. And it's kind of like being in a root cellar or something like that, I guess, without all the critters and stuff that show up in those places.
The most I ever get, once in a while, a lizard will sneak in inches way in, and we got lots of lizards, but they don't bother me. They eat bugs, so who cares? I like them. They're not scared of me at all now. You can walk right up to them, and I don't bother them. I caught one day just to move him so he wouldn't get run over. Of course, he bit me, but I had on gloves. Boy, they're quick to bite you when you grab them. Or disengage their tail if you grab onto one. This is N0TR.
Loves to catch them, and he's got a little net. He catches them in, and just help handle them for a little bit and turn them loose. We got several of them here. They come out in the when the sun's warm, and we got this little line with the blue tails and whatever. I can't remember what kind of those are. Like the little anoles, the ones that turn green and brown. We got several of them. We've had some pretty big anoles here. And I've seen some of them 7 inches long. I've never seen one that big anywhere else. But they're eating some kind of bugs or something here. But we spray, a couple times a year too, so it keeps some of the insects down. So we'll see them. They'll kind of show up whenever the, whenever the bugs start coming back out again.
Miss N0TR, what's the man on the mountain? Well, we're right downtown now, Jerry, so I hope I'm getting through. I think they cash in on the fact that I use my Zinfrin around the house a lot, and on the outside perimeter mostly, and you can use it inside too, but a certain time of year, and it just got over with, those beetles come out, those brown ones, and they're harmless, but man, you go out there and there'll be 10 or 15 of them by the garage door, because I spray the garage door back there with it. And I think they're cashing in on that. I don't think it bothers them to eat them. Boy, traffic's erratic down here today. Stop, go, stop, go, stop and go. And I got a Prius in front of me, and he's one of the heavy breakers, it seems like. And he cut in front of us with about a car length between us there a while ago. So they walk among us. But yeah, I love to see the wildlife. It's pretty neat stuff. And the basement, it's my man cave. Whenever it gets too hot outside, I'll tell you, I can't take that heat no more. It's up to 81 downtown here. Where all the asphalt jungle's at.
Make it easier. There was a time when it did bother me, but I can't do it anymore. And I worked inside for so many years, too. It was always pretty warm inside for us that we're in pretty high humidity, too, in order to, keep everything running. And, when you're in a weaving mill like that, you have to run a little bit higher humidity to give us the yarn a little more strength. It's a little easier to weave that way. So we always had higher humidity, and, 78 degrees, 76 degrees, something like that. Of course, that spoils you when you go outside when it's real cold like that. I always had winter bronchitis two or three times a year sometimes because I'd go outside and I'd be warm and just be, you want to wrap up, and, when you put yourself warm, when you get out of it, you don't feel like it. But, that's the way it is. But, I think I tell you, I wonder if this gas price is going to slow anybody down much time. It keeps going up. I heard somebody talk about six this morning. Later this summer, if that's the case, there's going to be a lot of some of these big trucks or people paying $70,000 for now. I wonder if those things can be sitting on the lot now instead of people scooping them up before they show up.
According to Biden, they're going to be running all electric semi vehicles. Of course, read this morning that the electric bills are going to skyrocket, and you can't blame the energy companies. They got to stay ahead of it. And, Patrick was telling me yesterday, he read somewhere where they might be starting a rationing of gas down the line. So, who knows? I feel sorry for people who have to drive very far to work now. It really stinks. My neighbor filled his Dodge truck up a couple of days ago, and he says, "How much you think that was, Tom?" And I said, "Well, I don't know, Tim." And he says, $220 to fill up his gas tank on a Dodge four-wheel drive.
I can't handle that. I'm lucky I got mine when I did. And the wife Civic gives good mileage, and of course the Accord I got now, it gives average probably around 36-37 on it. It's not a hybrid. But we will be doing as much driving as we have been in the past. I'm sure we'll try to minimize it, but we still come over your way a couple times a week. That's not a deal breaker or anything for us. But people have to drive a lot, like Patrick and these other guys do. What will diesel fuel be? Would it be $7 a gallon? This is crazy.
But it was $5.63 or something yesterday, but it changes every day. Went up again last night, Jerry. It's just pretty incredible if you add in the groceries and everything else. It is bankrupting America. C'est la vie. You either like it or lump it, as Dad used to say when he give out orders. Jerry, we're getting down towards our destination. Thanks for coming upstairs. And if you get up our way, drop by anytime. Give me a text or something. I'll let you know if I'm home, or call me. And like a human being does, all my kids, they just text. They very rarely call. The new generation. Take care, Jerry. N4 DJC, thanks for riding along. This is N0TR, clear.
Good day today. Stay out of the heat. Hope everything goes well. And you get back home before it hits 90 today. You have a good day. Talk to you later. 73, N0TR, N4DJC, clear.